Yankees 3, Angels 2 in Anaheim. Yankees have won 15 of their last 19 games. We welcome you back in the Verizon Yankees postgame show. Emmanuel Barbari with you, and the Yankees facing Tyler Anderson, the veteran lefty tonight for the Angels. And Paul Goldschmidt, the first batter of the night, he was robbed. A sinking liner towards left, robbed by Chris Taylor. Diving play to his right, then Grisham grounded one hard up the middle. The shortstop, Neto, positioned perfectly. Nothing to show for some hard contact to begin the night. Aaron Judge, more hard contact. He scorched a single to left, back above 400, by the way, with the batting average. We're a third of the way through the season, by the way. Judge, back above 400 with that single. And Cody Bellinger did fly to right. Hard contact for the Yankees, but no dice in that first inning against Anderson. Carlos Rodon off 7 starts, a 1.48 ERA into the night, 5-0 over that span. Well, attack mode from the jump. Strike one, he buried Neto on the slider to begin his night. A strikeout, Nolan Schanwell served a single to left, a little blooper. Yoan Moncada bounced into a 5-4 fielder's choice, and Taylor Ward just dribbled one softly to first, ended the first inning. No harm, no foul. Scoreless into the second inning, Yankees went down 1-2-3 against Anderson. Volpe struck out looking, LeMahieu swinging, both on that Anderson, a changeup, a big pitch for him, and Volpe's was on a full count pitch, and let's call it a generous strike zone. Volpe not happy on a pitch just below the knees. Bottom two, Travis d'Arnaud, a leadoff double against Rodon, but Rodon, the new Rodon, unfazed. Got Renjifo to ground to third. Froze Joe Adell with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Whiffed Chris Taylor with a nasty slider. And d'Arnaud never moved from second in this inning. At that point, Rodon, 8 batters and strike one on all 8. Nothing-nothing game into the third. 2 out, no one on for the Yanks against Anderson. Goldschmidt, who got robbed of a double in his first at-bat, well, naturally, the machine that he is this year, slammed a full-count double to left. He wasn't going to get robbed this time. And Grisham to follow a full-count walk. So 2 on, no out for the captain, and he nailed a hard grounder. This hard contact was a theme, but it was right at the shortstop. Zach Neto, fielder's choice, 6-4, ended the inning, and the Yankees with traffic in the top of the third. Same for the Angels in the bottom half of the third, but we were talking about it. It's a different Carlos Rodon with one away. Neto and Schanwell both with back-to-back singles, but Rodon bore down. He wiped out Moncada on the trademark slider, a big second out, and Rodon against a dangerous Taylor Ward with 2 on, a pitch battle. A
couple of fast runners on base, first and second. A 3-2 pitch, Rodon set at the belt. He kicks and deals a pitch. Swing on it and miss a slider. It was a beauty. Carlos Rodon with his 5th strikeout, 2nd in the inning, strands 2.
It's amazing how unflappable he is, especially at this point. Rodon getting Taylor Ward, winning that fight, scoreless game into the 4th inning, and the Yankees struggling to solve Anderson despite all that hard contact. 2 out, bases empty, 4th inning. Speaking of hard contact, you like it from Ben Rice. Time to change that. Here's what our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game tonight.
Next pitch, breaking ball hammered, right center field, all kinds of ride, there it goes. Ben Rice gives the Yankees a 1-0 lead on a tremendously struck home run. His 11th of the season, RBI number 23, the Newf and the Sound.
Yeah, that was a missile. And our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, Wendy's the official hamburger of the New York Yankees, tuned to our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m., correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. You'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. How about this guy, Ben Rice? Everything we saw in spring training and the improvements from last year, it's been validated. 11th homer, and a third of the way through the season, he's got 11 homers. So just do the math there. And 4 of Rice's 11 homers off lefties, lefty-on-lefty matchups, and pelting balls into the outfield seats. Rodon, with that 1-0 lead, it would have been good enough, but fresh off 2 consecutive innings with runners in scoring position, Rodon, just a drama-free 4th inning, 1-2-3. And it was capped off by a play where there's only one conclusion you can make, that the pitchers can be athletes too.
Next pitch, chopper. Rodon fields. He's got a set. Jump throw, one hop. He got him! Yes, sir! What a play by Carlos Rodon! That's Gold Glove quality.
The defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. What a jump throw, like an actual infielder. Carlos Rodon, shades of Jeter, shades of amazing infield glory. Carlos Rodon, and you could sense he didn't want to crack a smile at that point of the game, but you could sense Rodon was pretty happy with himself after that play. Fifth inning, Rodon a dominant 1-2-3, capped off by two straight bully at-bats. He blew a 3-2 fastball by the nine-hitter Matthew Lugo, like a get-out-of-my-way type of pitch. And then Neto, top of the order, strike one curveball, strike two sinker, and the outcome from that point forward, predictable.
His pitch. Breaking ball and a beauty down and in. Got that slider working. Man, he's used that to great effect this evening. Seven strikeouts for Rodon. He goes 1-2-3 in the fifth.
Rodon dominating yet again. And again, a 1-0 lead is good enough at this stage of the game. Rodon is just cruising along, especially with the two runners in scoring position early on. Now he's allowing no ducks on the pond, but some insurance, it never hurts a guy who's in the type of mode that Rodon is. Sixth inning, Anderson struck out Judge on the changeup, but Cody Bellinger tagged one to deep center. It was misplayed off the glove of Lugo, and Bellinger hustled all the way to third. So with one out, the dialed-in Anthony Volpe chanced to scratch another run across.
So here's Volpe, infield drawn in close, and fly ball, center field, dropping quickly, base hit Anthony Volpe, scoring is Bellinger, and the Yankees have a 2-0 lead here in the sixth inning.
Two misplays from Lugo, who didn't get the right read on that Volpe ball either, but the Yankees, hey, they did their job. Bellinger jacked one, 104 off the bat. Volpe got the ball in the air to the outfield with a runner at third and one out. So he certainly take the job the Yankees are doing situationally there. 2-0 lead. And Rodon, bottom of the sixth inning with, call it a cushion, after striking out the last two in the fifth, eight in a row set down at that stage. Rodon not messing around. He froze Sean Well and Moncada using the repertoire, the Rodon sinker and changeup as the game moved along. Those two strikeouts to start the inning made it four strikeouts in a row and nine for the night, one shy of that season high. Then Rodon easily got Ward to fly to right. Six more shutout for Rodon at that point. 11 in a row retired. In the top of the seventh inning, Anderson out for the Angels. The righty Hector Neris, a familiar foe, he checked in and he fanned Austin Wells. But next up, the nine-hitter, Oswald Peraza, and a lot has been made about his lack of offense, even though he's been superb defensively. Aaron Judge the other day, basically paraphrasing, you know, give him some run, he'll hit eventually. And how about this for Peraza for today's electrifying drive of the game?
2-1. Drive deep to center field. Really well tagged. Lugo going back and slicing up. It is gone! A home run for Peraza! And the Yankees have a 3-0 lead.
The electrified drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. And you got to love it for Peraza, his third homer. The reaction in the dugout. Peraza greeted by one of his best buddies, Dominguez, a Captain Judge, who made that comment the other day, greeting him in the dugout. And a 3-0 lead for Rodon. That's like a 9-0 lead, the way he was pitching. And in that seventh back out there, Rodon, he tested out his center fielder, Trent Grisham. He got Darno to fly to center. Then Luis Renjifo, Grisham had to make a much tougher play.
Here comes a 3-2 from Rodon. Breaking ball, swing on, hit the center field. Here comes Grisham. Wow, he dives. Did he make the catch? Yes, he did. Trent Grisham playing gold glove center field, two down.
And Rodon cracking the smile, not after his own play where he made the jump throw to end the fourth inning, but the Grisham play in straightaway center field, diving forward, face forward. 13 in a row for Rodon, and with two away in the seventh, Joe Adell, a full count, double to right field. Aaron Boone came out with pace, with purpose, maybe just a chat type of meeting. That meant he wouldn't necessarily pull Rodon and make a change. So a little chatter left Rodon in the game. Chris Taylor coming up. Rodon, the message basically, go and get your guy.
Well, here comes a 2-2 pitch. Two out runners at runner at second. A 3-0 Yankee lead here in the seventh. The pitch. Fastball struck him out looking. Carlos Rodon, he rules tonight, everybody. 10 strikeouts, shutout ball through seven.
Rodon tied his season high with 10 strikeouts and his seventh start with eight or more strikeouts already this year. 90 strikeouts in 72 and two-thirds innings this year for Carlos Rodon. That's third in baseball and a seven-inning masterpiece. Five hits, no runs, no walks, and 10 strikeouts. A Mona Lisa for Carlos Rodon. Jonathan Loaisiga, dominant 1-2-3-8, and the ninth inning with a 3-0 lead. Different story. Devin Williams, the blood pressure meter going up. Yoan Moncada greeted him with a homer to right center field, made it a 3-1 ball game. Then Williams fell behind Taylor Ward, base hit to left. Travis d'Arnaud, tying run all of a sudden. First pitch jumped him. Fly ball to deep center. A near miss for Darnold. So nail-biting time with one away. Still tying run at the plate. Luis Renjifo also jumped the first Williams pitch. Base hit to center. Ward raced to third. So the tying run on base all of a sudden. Williams had to bear down. He had to bear down in a big-time way. Got Joe Adele into that RBI fielder's choice, grounded to short. Volpe completed a tough throw and forced to LeMahieu, who had to stretch and barely kept that right toe on the bag. Ron Washington challenged it, but the call stood. So Ward scored, two out, the tying run, Adele off first, 3-2 game, suddenly. The pinch hitter, the dangerous Logan Ohapi, and Williams fell behind 3-0.
And the pitch. Swung on, popped it up. This might do it right here. Perez has got room. Foul territory. He's there, makes the catch, and that's the ball game. Victory for the New York Yankees, 3-2. Devin Williams rallies here in the ninth.
Oh, sigh of relief, and Ohapi expanded the zone. He swung at ball four with a green light on a 3-0 pitch, and sort of lucky he's not playing in New York with a swing and decision like that. But remember, I do, just to get serious for a moment, Ohapi did come out in the concussion protocol last night. So it begs the question. It actually does. Was he ready to go tonight? And also thrust in that tough situation after concussion protocol last night, game on the line, pinch hitting, 3-0, and maybe don't get the green light there. Take away ball four against a guy who's having trouble finding the zone in Devin Williams. But that's for the Angels to discuss after this game. The Yankees win it 3-2 behind a masterful Carlos Rodon. Anything you may have missed, Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN.